What's up, guys? Welcome to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is Jonathan and Andrew here.
Hello.
We're here to do a... What? We're here to do a special intro for you guys because this is a special episode. If you have no ability to read titles or descriptions, this is our pilot episode that we're about to premiere to you guys. The one that we did... that we brought to the Nerdy Show guys before we actually got our show officially on the nerdyshow.com. I have no idea why they greenlit us because it is awful. There are news stories that we premiere that that we did not do research on beforehand. We talk about animes that we have never seen before. It was like one of the first times that we talked about JoJo and we didn't have a full grasp on what the entire story was either.
Yeah, but now we could totally just crush that story. It's awesome.
Yeah. So before we get into it, all the news on this episode is really old and the audio is awful.
It was just a test. It was a pilot. It was nice.
Yeah, we did it in an hour. We didn't even really edit it that much or anything like that. But the Nerdy Show guys liked it, obviously, and here we are today. So before we get into all the old stuff, we'll go through some recent news stories just to keep the interest up. So what do you want to start with one, Andrew?
All right, yeah, sure. We actually got all of our news sources from emails that we got from you guys. Thank you very much, by the way. The first news story comes from Mike, who emailed us about the Guy King movie adaption, where it was more like an article on the tests that was for the Guy King movie adaption, where it's been out for a little while, but...
So what's Guy King?
Guy King is a giant robot anime, where... I don't know anything about it. I guess it's... I know it's old. I told Mike when I emailed him back, I was like, it's really interesting, but I've never actually seen Guy King before, but it looks really nice.
So it's a live-action movie?
It is going to be a live-action giant robot movie.
I like live-action giant robot movies. Yeah, well, I've only seen a trailer for Pacific Rim.
Yeah, and that's just it. The internet is already exploding with, oh, they're just copying Pacific Rim, when in reality, this came out about 30 or 40 years before Pacific Rim was even imagined. Not to bust on Pacific Rim, it looks freaking awesome.
Yes. So we also have another news story that Dylan got us. Jackie Chan, he wants to be in The Expendables 3. Yep. Now, recent news shows that Jackie Chan is moving away from action movies, and he said in a recent article that he would rather do The Expendables movie instead of Rush Hour 4. Mm-hmm. So he wants to sign off on something awesome. So I think that's a good choice. I really think so. And the other one that we got came from Glitch, where he posted a news story telling us that Japan is opening up a Shonen Jump park, more specifically a park for Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, and Bleach.
I guess it would make sense. It's the main three.
Yeah. So there's going to be a theme park based on that. I think that regardless of what you think of the animes themselves, it would probably be a lot of fun. Now, we don't have any music at the end of this episode either. There is music, but it's our theme song again before we, you know, got into super editing or anything like that. So there's no music at the end of this. However, we did get an email from another faithful listener.
Yep, we would like to thank Gerardo for his music suggestions. I took a listen to all of them. Some of them are pretty cool, and I really, really enjoyed that, and I thought it was pretty cool. Thanks for the suggestions, man, and we'll most likely use them eventually. I can't say when, because we'll try to fit it into one of our themes sometime, but thank you.
I heard one of them was a ska song.
A couple of them are. Well, one of them is mostly ska, one of them is kind of like a ska fusion.
Okay.
But,
I dig it still.
Yep.
And last but not least, we have the new season of anime is starting, the winter season for January and March. You know, there's not too many that I'm actually really excited about seeing, but I mean...
Well, that just makes it easier to
keep track of them, I guess. Yeah, that's true. One that we got Boku wa Tomodachi. The second season is starting of that.
Yep.
Season one was good. It wasn't the greatest thing ever, but I think...
I liked it.
Yeah, we'll keep watching
it. It was really kind of creepy at points, but that's okay.
Well, it got creepy because I don't think anybody knows how to make a good harem anymore.
Whatever.
I miss the old days. We also have, this one's rumored, but if it happens, I'm really excited.
It'll be awesome.
Panty and Stocking Season 2 is said to be coming out. No confirmations or anything like that because there haven't been any official announcements anywhere. What are we, a credible news source?
And then one that I'm kind of interested in, which is called Oyasumi Poon Poon. If you guys don't know that, me and Chris from the filler episode, we actually had a conversation about this, and I was really surprised that we had this conversation because I thought I was the only one who ever read that manga. It's a very, very stylized, very creepy... It's not a creepy anime, but it just kind of the themes that go along. It makes it very, very uncomfortable. It makes it very uncomfortable, but it's really, really well written. So I'd be really interested to find out what the anime adaptation of it will be.
And of course, there's some other interesting ones. You know, we got the same studio that's doing that did Strike Witches is doing a new Pantsu anime, and we got. Some manga adaptions on a Phoenix Wright anime. Yeah, so maybe we'll take a dive into some of these ones for now. But if not, we'll get back to you on them eventually. Whichever ones we watch, we'll probably talk in a later episode.
Yep. So I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and got a lot of cool things. I got a cold, and I hope you have a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So here's the pilot episode. Enjoy.
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? This is the Wicked Anime Podcast, and the first one. And I am Dylan. I'm one of your hosts. With me is Jonathan.
What's up, guys?
And his slightly younger brother, Andrew.
Hello.
And the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
What's up?
Awesome. And this is our first podcast, the inaugural, as they would say in Washington. And... we're just going to start talking about some of the news in anime, and for that, why don't I pass it over to John here.
All right, yeah. So, starting off, just announced Funimation, they announced their English dub cast. It's for Steins Gate. On the lead for Okabe, they have J. Michael Tatum, who I met, and he is an extremely cool guy. You met him at Anime Boston in 2011?
So what does he do?
No, 2010.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and for Makise, Trina Nishimura.
Who we also met.
Yeah, and also they got Brina, Palencia.
So everybody we've met is
Everybody we've
anime.
Met is there. And then they got Patrick Steve.
Glitch and I haven't met them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone that Jonathan and I have met before Wicked Anime actually kicked off in 2012...
Yeah, but Patrick Steese is also on the cast, and his part, you know him in smaller parts, like he started off in Helsing as Luke Valentine, and like that was like pretty much all he was known for at the time, and then he did the main character in Redline, JP.
Oh.
And then like he started, did you see Redline Glitch?
I've seen like little bits and pieces of Redline.
It's fantastic
the
film.
Anime just... we have down in Propeller.
Yeah.
But I never had time to sit down and watch it.
But he seems like kind of one of those rising star type of peoples because like he's just started popping up.
Yeah, Redline was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was
visually stunning.
Yeah, that too. Everything was hand drawn and just looked really nice.
So, what's the new show about?
I actually this one that I haven't seen, but it's one of the ones that came out a couple.
It was really popular.
Yeah,
but
it was
a couple
never
of years ago.
Actually got around to watching it. Yeah, but it's something about a scientist. Who discovers time travel, or it's either time travel or interdimensional travel.
We can let people who listen to us flame us on it.
Yeah.
Let us know what's up.
but it was really popular back in the day, and of course Funimation would jump on it to get the profits off of that. But next up is Discotech Media. They
local here in Florida, of course.
Yeah, they have.
Now everyone knows where we are, and they can just like come and steal our stuff.
That's right.
We don't really have much stuff to steal.
Well, you have the nicest mic of the lot. For those of you listening at home, we all have all of us, as in John, Andrew, and myself, have
the white
headsets.
People.
The white people have headsets. Where Glitch has this nice, nearly $200 setup over here with a, what is that, like the breath guard or the, what do you call
it? It's a compressor.
Compressor?
Kind
of. Stop my pee from popping.
We're going to go ahead and call that the breath guard, but.
So come steal that.
But I won't be able to do voice acting stuff again.
Oh, boo-hoo. Discotech Media, they are like the kings of obscurity
when it comes to anything released from Asian cinema.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Okay. If you go on their website, so they got some really wacky Japanese stuff. But they have just recently...
No, they have Chinese stuff, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
They've just recently relicensed Golden Boy, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Golden Boy.
Yeah, it is just super pervy.
So they're,
and
they're, that's something I've seen. They're doing what? They're re-releasing it? Or they're
yeah, they got the licensing for it, so they're
so,
going
yes,
to re-release the...
Okay, so it's not going to have new stuff, or will it have new stuff?
I hope not. I hope they don't change anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, I meant new stuff as in more episodes.
Like else.
No, there were only those 6 episodes when they released them.
Okay. So. Well, yeah, I meant like a season 2.
This
or...
is the year 2012.
Unfortunately,
no. Everything is a reboot.
That's right.
And Shia LaBeouf is Golden Boy.
But the big one that they announced just recently is Madball.
Madball
34.
Oh.
And, yeah. I know, yeah. Yes! And... I'm super excited about this because before this, anybody who has ever seen it is based off of downloads because anything before that it
you
was
can't
just,
buy it anymore.
It was VHS tapes and we feel glitch. Yeah, we could,
glitch is found this quite humorous.
Well, anybody who's seen Madball would find this news thoroughly
exciting. What's the rundown of Madball?
I don't think
so
we should
know.
Release anything on it because then it's going to spoil our panel content for whenever we show that. Because then if everybody ends up knowing about Madball...
Two
then...
things. At least two things in there.
All right, go ahead, Glitch. All right, can I say it for you? Is one of
Please?
Them the grenade codpiece?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Just something that involves grenades. Lots of strategically placed grenades.
Anyways, the show is about the 34th New York precinct, and New York has become even more of a trash heap than it is now with crime and Madball, or Sleepy, as he's known in the anime, is... is like a ruthless cop who kills.
Play by the rules.
Yeah,
he's a canon cop who doesn't play by the rules.
That's right.
Canon cop doesn't play by the rules.
He shoots.
What cop plays by the rules nowadays? Have you watched USA? Come on.
Or seen the Jack Reacher trailer?
I said to him or Andrew that Tom Cruise probably just saw Drive and was like, I want to do that.
I want to do that.
Well, you know a movie is probably going to be pretty. When the title of the movie is named after the main character, especially if his last name's Reacher, Jack Reacher.
What's he reaching for?
I don't know, but he's tiny. He's probably reaching for everything because Tom Cruise is just so short.
Probably
short
reaching,
jokes.
Not reaching for the kids in that that divorce.
Oh.
Wah.
I thought you were family
anyway.
Friendly.
So enough about Discotech. The next thing is that there is going to be a new JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yay!
I'm man-a-may. Super excited for it. Yeah.
Man-a-may.
Because we need a new man-a-may. And JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, I've actually just recently gotten into it, so I haven't seen too much on it.
JoJo has an old series to it. It's got
1993.
Yeah, 1993 series. And then it has manga, and now they're putting out a new JoJo.
What is, for someone like me, or I don't know if Glitch has seen it, what's JoJo's Adventure about?
Well, think Fist of the North Star, but with supernatural powers.
Okay.
Every character in the show has this spirit following them. I it's kind of like it's haunting them and protecting them, but like it's called a stand, and they're just these supernatural beings that only people with a... only other people with stands can see other stands. So to other people, it seems like that they just have like psychic abilities or something like mm-hmm. that. And they use them to fight each other. Like I said, I haven't seen the entire series yet. So that's
We're
pretty much
on
the rundown of what I have. But I'm really excited for it because the first episode had a lot of action in it and like a lot of really tough guys. You know, it's like it's going to be one of those tough guy animes where somebody just walks into
a room.
If I remember correctly, didn't like most of the stands are based off of like American rock bands?
Actually, a lot of Japanese culture in anime, they do that all the time. Like every single character in Eureka 7 is named after an American musician.
Oh yeah, huh?
So
I didn't didn't register for me.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Wikipedia. We'll tell you all.
It's not a Wikipedia.
All of them.
It's not
like that's right. I think Holland in the main.
Holland Oates.
No, actually. It was
the Hall in the Stand Oates.
It's either
Holland or someone else. Someone in the cast of Eureka 7 is named after
Holland Oates.
One of the guys from the Black. Beastie Boys.
Black
Eyed. I don't. Beastie Boys, not Beastie Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed
Peas. I think the Black Eyed Peas is somewhere in there, but I'm not sure. But go check out Wikipedia for the full listings for all your musical needs for that Eureka 7 cast.
That's how credible we are right there. But spouting off of the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure new anime, along with that, they're releasing a new video game for it.
Which they actually also had an old video game to it, which they're re-releasing.
That's
actually
August.
A good game.
Yeah. It had a lot of infinites in it and stuff. So it was kind of broken. But I'd be super excited for that because I'm a fighting game nut, you know. So that'll be fun to play. And it's supposed to go through the new one is supposed to go through the entire series of the original anime from 1993 and on. Dead or Alive 5 has just released.
Yay, finally.
Some more info. Some new characters. They got a tag team system.
So, twice the boobs now?
Actually, it seems like they're cutting. They seem to be cutting down on the sexual content.
On polygons? Or?
No, polygons are going up. They still have the.
Physics are going down.
Although they still do have the individual breast physics, you know, like they have a physics.
Weightless breast.
But the, that's right, yeah.
But Dead or Alive always does a thing where they have the exclusive character for, depending on what system they are, except this time I think it's all around, and they're, one of the characters is, if they're not having multiple ones, is the Virtual Fighter guy. I'm not a Virtual Fighter fan, so I don't know his name, but he's the one that looks like Ryu. Virtual Fighter.
Almost Ryu.
Virtual Fighter 5.
And after that, Tekken Tag Tournament 2, they've announced what they're releasing for their DLC pack. along with the Snoop Dogg stage that they had announced before.
That was completely necessary. Go on.
Snoop Dogg stage. They're releasing
I'm not saying anything to that.
Well, he also has a voice part. Like, when you choose the Snoop Dogg stage, he's like, get ready to fight.
Is he a playable character in the game?
I don't think so.
Only in Streets of Crime, L.A. But moving on.
No, the part with the DLC is a bikini pack for all the characters. There's like going to be 100 different kinds of bikinis.
Now, when you say all the characters, are you talking about the male characters?
Yeah, they're characters. That's right. They don't have the bikinis. They have like the.
Don't tell me banana hammocks.
No. Well, no, they're Speedos and Trunks.
Close.
Though. Yeah.
The jiggle feet don't apply to the dudes.
No. You have to remember that this isn't Dead or Alive. This is Tekken now. There's not as big of a jiggle physics thing going on for Tekken as there is for Dead or Alive.
It's a fighting game in this day and age. Of course, there's going to be some sort of jiggle.
Yeah, and the females have broader shoulders.
Not kind of woman.
That's right. Me too. Right here. Yeah.
You heard it, ladies. Glitches into broad shoulders.
A couple days ago, Agorist War 2 was released on the PlayStation.
Yep, PSN just released Agorist War 2, and I played Agorist War 0, which I don't know. Do you know about that? I think you know about that, but.
He's pointing at me, but I have no idea what he's talking about.
Well, I played it when you were around. It's the one that's the tactical grid RPG that's also a dating sim.
Tactics game.
Tactics games are awesome.
I didn't know you got that. You have that?
Yeah, I have 0. Oh. And I got through and I beat the first one. It was really fun.
Yeah, but the key feature of the game is that when you do the dating sim, you fall in love with somebody, and then you have a child with them, and they become the next part. Your child becomes the next part
of the game.
The game. So it's a generational RPG.
And so Agorist War 1 had 5 generations, so you'd play as a character. Get with one of the girls, make a baby, play as him, make a baby, choose one of the girls, make a baby with him.
Do that 5 times.
Tap X repeatedly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's my house son.
And then Agorist War 0 had 2 generations, so you play as the main character.
It was Agorist War Light.
Choose a wife, and then
And then you play as him, and then that's where the game ends, after you play as him. Because it goes into number one.
Huh. Well, I'll be dirt.
And so now they just released number two, which I really think I have to get, because I just love tactical RPGs. They're
so
fun.
I'm not a big
fun.
Fan of tactical RPGs.
But do you like dating sims?
With lots of... with lots of maybe naughty pictures to go along with it.
Fifth.
All right, that's a yes. Finally, for games, Arc Systems, the guys who have done like Blaze Blue, and
Blaze Blue, depending on how you are.
It's Blaze Blue, yeah, and Guilty Gear,
Blaze,
like Blaze Blue.
They have announced their new game called Kyokosha no Shoujo for the 3DS, and it is not a fighting game. It seems like it's going to be kind of like a supernatural.
First-person shooter?
I don't think they would be very good at that. Is it going to have a crazy, confusing story as well as Blaze Blue, where it's like, story second?
Quite possibly. Not like I'm excited about that or anything.
So do you actually know what the game's about? Or
The details were extremely limited on what they were talking about, but it has something to do with a girl who enjoys the paranormal and something about a haunted library, and there wasn't, like I said, there wasn't a lot released on it, so there's not much to say.
Does she have a vacuum?
That would be nice. And looking for Mario. Is that where you're going with that?
There you go.
Yeah. Mario. So how about some movies?
How about them?
This Saturday, the 21st, was the release. Today's Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So today, July 21st. Today in Japan, Mamoru Hosoda's next film, Wolf Children. If you don't know who Mamoru Hosoda,
he's the best director in the world.
And what has he directed, John?
He did The Girl Who Leapt Through Time and Summer Wars.
Both are very good.
Yeah, two of my number one favorite movies of all time.
Very.
And not just because, like, it's not just a good anime movie. Or anime movies, they're just plain good movies in general. When Summer Wars got the Golden Globe snub from it, I was kind of pissed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when if you recall earlier when I was talking about Steins Gate and I told you I met J. Michael Tatum, I actually had him sign my copy of Summer Wars, and like he geeked out about it. He was like, "Oh, I can't believe you brought this! I love this movie. This is the movie that I show to people that." That don't watch anime, and we all sit down, watch together, and we all cry. He was really cool.
All of Mamoru Hosoda's anime or movies have made me cry my man tears.
Yes, and I would agree to that as well.
Except for maybe the Digimon movie.
Big
I don't think.
Although,
man, I don't know.
He just makes gorgeous films.
Fun fact:
the Digimon movie makes me cry for other reasons.
Fun fact: the Digimon movie soundtrack was my very first CD.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your song.
Yeah.
Really.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. That had some Smash Mouth on there.
I love Smash Mouth.
That CD was so 90s.
Maybe it's because it came out in the 90s.
I mean, like, it still was uber 90s for the 90s.
Yeah. It had a pigtail on the side and everything.
Anyway, Mamoru Hosoda, best director in the world.
Yeah.
We're gonna
watch Wolf Children.
Yeah, Wolf Children.
What's it about?
It is about wolf children. No,
all right, moving on.
Are they wolf children or?
Yeah, the story is about takes place in a world where there's humans and werewolves, and hopefully not the kind of werewolves that you see in American lore.
These kinds of werewolves, these are acceptable werewolves.
They don't have
because
that.
They're
shirtless. That's my question.
Well,
possibly at one point, but I mean. But these are Japanese lore werewolves, not American. We sparkle and turn into werewolves whenever the heck we like werewolves.
Yeah, these are the cursed werewolves.
Yeah, these people are actually.
But anyways, a human woman falls in love with a male werewolf, and they get married and have kids together. But then the...
it's like the opposite of Twilight.
Yeah, but then the male werewolf, he gets sick and he dies, and it leaves the human mother with two werewolf children. And
had to be
well, hey. The thing is,
And yeah, that's not a spoiler. I thought that was – because in every single synapse I've read of it, every single one has said the father dies, because I was surprised that that wasn't a spoiler at all. It must happen
It must happen pretty early on in the series. Yeah.
And so I guess
– I want with the plot.
Yeah. And so I guess it has to do with – you know, it's just a slice of life. Mm-hmm. Either that or there's going to be some sort of persecution against, you know, the two species mixing or something like that. But I'm just – really looking forward to it, and I'm going to cry. And I'm prepared to cry again.
Manly crocodile-shaped tears.
Yeah, well, the secret to crying like a man is to keep your eyes open and just let the tears run down your face.
Have that one
those
single
are,
tear.
Those are called man
down.
Tears. Yeah. There may have not been man tears at the end of Batman, so...
I didn't cry because I was a man, but I still am. Just
I'm sorry, I'm past tense. I don't even have any tear ducts anymore.
I guess one of the things that Mamoru Hosoda does in all of his movies is he hires the character designer of everything Evangelion. So I didn't realize that until
earlier,
but all. Girl Who Leapt Through Time, Summer Wars is all Evangelion designer stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really enjoy the visuals that his movies have. Yeah, it's like a really light palette, but it's still no shadows.
It's still visually stunning.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Summer Wars or The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, I would definitely recommend them. Summer Wars is one of my just, like Andrew said, plain just favorite movies of all time. So I recommend those.
Excellent. All right. Now, the next couple movies on the list, they're American movies, but they're very, you know, Japanese-inspired.
They're Eastern, very Eastern-inspired.
Yeah, and, like, I'm really looking forward. First one that I want to talk about is Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Because, I can't wait for that. I dig anything that is, you know, Super Sentai or Voltron, you know,
that. I'm a mech lover, so I'm very excited.
Guillermo del Toro.
Bigger machines we're down for.
Yeah. Man, no, Guillermo del Toro is directing this movie, and I have loved basically any movie he has made, so he's right up there with Mamoru Hosoda for me.
Yeah, the weird thing is about this is that we've seen him do action movies like with Hellboy and everything like that, but we've never seen him do
robots.
He does organic creatures.
Like, and I saw an interview the past couple days about Comic-Con, and he stressed sort of the scale of this, and I'm sort of interested to see how he approaches that, because obviously these are giant robots and giant monsters, so it'll be interesting to see that.
This giant robot movie be about the giant robots?
Basically what it is from what I've heard is, and John can correct me, is there are monsters that will just, do they just appear?
Yeah, it's aliens attacking Earth.
Yeah, and so they'll attack Earth and they have giant robots to fight them, and I think...
people piloting them too.
Yeah, I know that...
Awesome people.
A couple of the actors, Ron Perlman plays a guy who basically... is like a black market smuggler of the monster parts. He like sells them for like the eccentric rich people who want to do whatever they want to do with them. And if you know,
I didn't know that actually. That's pretty cool.
And Charlie Day is in it, and he plays
a scientist,
a doctor. And what his main mission is to sort of dissect the monsters and understand how to kill them better.
So Charlie Day has to be smart in this movie?
Mm-hmm. And apparently all of Charlie Day's scenes are with... or all of Ron Perlman's scenes are with Charlie Day.
Oh, that is going to be awesome.
That is going to be the weirdest mix ever.
That is going to be so awesome. But,
you have these monster parts?
Yeah, I can look at her if you want.
Hellboy.
He's either a scientist or a doctor, because I remember they said one or the other in the Comic-Con interview, and he was stressing, no, it's just one. I thought that was kind of funny that he had to correct him on what his part was in the movie.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I'm very excited to see it.
Me too.
I can't wait.
And then how about The Man with the Iron Fists?
Mm-hmm.
That was just announced. I mean, that one's serious. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino. I mean, like Quentin Tarantino in the first place. He takes a lot of his inspiration from Asian cinema to begin with. But this one is just like a straight up.
It's actually takes place in Asia, and at least I think it does.
Are from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. Well, it takes place. The movie takes place over 100 years. That's what they said from the beginning. Yeah, the original cut of the movie was like 6 hours long.
Yeah, and the man with the iron fist is only in a part of the movie. He's not in the entire thing.
Well, yeah, the thing is, it looks like a movie that's about a bunch of different characters that have a bunch of different powers and abilities, and so it probably, I would assume, it just sort of focuses on different ones and how their stories are connected.
It'll all connect in the end.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but that's the thing. I'm not sure if it will, because if it's over 100 years, Man with the Iron Fist is probably not going to be there the whole time, realistically. Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
The other part that I'm excited about, too, is that the story was written by RZA and Eli Roth. Eli Roth is a part of that writing team, too, and we haven't seen him in a while doing it since Inglourious Basterds as the Bear Jew.
Yeah, and then before that, he was making Hostel.
Yeah.
Which and Cabin Fever before that.
And Cabin Fever was awesome.
in a weird way. Yeah.
All right.
It won't be nothing to mess with. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All I remember from that movie is the shaving scene.
Yeah. Wait, don't tell me you forget pancakes though.
Well, now that I think about it, I don't think I've actually seen Cabin Fever.
Okay.
But I have seen commercials, and they did play the shaving scene in the commercials. I've seen that. We'll just say that.
You just wanted
the shaving scene.
You just wanted to see some boobies.
I don't remember those. I just remember skin coming off of the leg.
Yeah. But.
All right. Well.
Weird fetish, buddy.
Yeah. Maybe I should watch that again.
Yeah. I guess it's. We'll have a sit down and we'll watch it.
Yeah. At some point. So that's it for movies, and that's it for regular news. Do we have any...
I had a news story that I wanted to bring up that happened earlier this month that's kind of close to my heart, which is that Japan's Liberal Domestic Party will hold a 12-hour broadcast to discuss the formation of a real-life Gundam fighter robot.
What? Yes, I heard about that.
Yes, yeah. It's an article on J-Pop Asia, and it could be the greatest thing ever... or the worst thing ever. Well, but yeah, they said in 2008 they had the Japanese Science and Technology Agency sort of estimate how much it would cost, and they said it would cost like, it says here, $725,000 USD, and that's just for the parts, the manpower and time
and the engineering
exactly wasn't factored into that, so I think it could easily be way more than that.
Rocket fuel, maybe. Well, I mean,
so are
that's
going to do like a test for a pilot by any chance?
Well, see, that's just
it'll probably be a teenager.
If they're actually
12 to save the world.
If they're actually building it like they would for the anime, they're building a war machine.
But what I find funny is that, like, most of the series, it's always been, like, a secret of, like, building the Gundam. And here they are, like, yeah, we're probably going to build
a Gundam!
Exactly, yeah. It's, like, not a secret at all. And
So was the statue that they built a prototype to throw us off?
It could be just a misdirection.
Well, that's just so that they can know. They know now that they can actually build a model one.
They just need to get it to move. I think the real one they had one that could sort of move a little bit, or maybe it was just its
head.
Well,
it kind of makes sense with all the walking robots they're making now. Robots that can go upstairs. Robots that can run.
Robots that can be pushed and
not fall over. That are the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
But what I don't understand is if they do eventually build one of these things. And it gets hit by, like, say, like, an artillery round or, like, some sort of large missile and it falls down. I don't see it being able to get back up very easily.
That's the fail-safe if it's going to become self-aware. A lot of them are able to fly, though, so...
That's a whole nother...
Well, I wonder if it's going to be an intergalactic travel Gundam, because, I mean...
I think they should just cut... They'll probably end up cutting costs and end up making a super deformed Gundam. But, I thought that was really interesting. I don't know if this is just a complete serious article, if this meeting is actually, yeah, we're really thinking about this, or
no,
if it's like, hey guys, it'd be cool if we did this.
I've read this somewhere else, so I really do think
it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I actually think we posted it on our Facebook at one point.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that makes it news.
Yeah. And remember to like us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, pimp that out now. Yeah. Now that we have...
You mean pimp out nerdyshow.com and also nerdyshow.com/wickedanime or facebook.com/wickedanime or youtube.com/wickedanimereviews?
I just meant one thing.
What if I have a Twitter?
Yeah. Actually, no, we don't have Twitter. We have Tumblr, though.
So you get to see pictures, too?
That's right.
So, yeah, go to Facebook and like Wicked Anime and leave some comments and feedback for maybe stuff you'd like us to talk about or any questions you might have.
Troll, I'll find you.
And Glitch will find you.
We've actually been pretty good with trolls so far. No trolls yet on any of our videos or any of our walls.
Well,
so.
Don't say that.
Also, yeah,
it's challenge accepted, right?
The troll to fan, ratio is, it's. I think it's pretty small. So we need if fans, grow, more trolls will start to populate, and
Yeah. What you got next, Dylan?
What's next? I think let's talk about what we're watching now.
Okay.
What are you watching, Glitch? Are you watching any anime?
Honestly, no. I've been too busy doing all the stuff.
Kicked off the podcast.
Well, you're a film student, so you're not like one of us computer animation students.
Yeah, let's put it this way. The school I'm in, the coin phrase from the entire school is "What sleep?"
Yeah. We've all been there, so.
Yes, very much. Are you watching any TV?
Not really. The closest thing I've ever watched, that I've been watching that is anime related is Dragon Ball The Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Still done by Team 4-Star.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all familiar with Ghost Nappa. And
that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Wow. That was about 2 years ago, actually, that we were probably
They finally finished the Frieza saga.
Yeah.
That's insane. See, I didn't realize that they were still making episodes. I think the last episode we saw was 8. So.
Oh, no, wait. We did see a Frieza episode.
When we went to the Propeller anime meeting.
Yeah.
Which?
What are you watching?
Actually, I'm not watching anything right now, but I just finished watching...
Bringing a lot to podcast today, guys.
Oh, shoot, what was it?
Empty Geist.
It was Empty Geist. I watched Empty Geist 1 and 2, right? Both done by Koichi Ohata in the 80s and I think early 90s that are super confusing. Koichi Ohata's style is very... Like, I'm going to write a really stylistic anime with cool visuals and no story, and everybody's going to like it. And I do like it very much. It just makes no sense. But there's lots of blood and lots of cool robot designs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I saw the first episode of one of those a while back.
That's it. Of course, I was watching, doing research for the hardcore anime panel coming up in 2012. Come see us at Anime Boston 2012. which was Violence Jack and Devilman. And that's all I'm going to say about those because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
What about you, John? I know you've been watching.
What am I not watching? Let me get out the list here.
He just pantomimed the list, ladies and gentlemen. And Glitch is... What's Glitch up to?
Making a mustache on my dreadlocks.
Okay. I was talking about with your phone, but...
Don't take a picture of me making a mustache of my dreadlock. Put it on the Tumblr.
I am watching a lot of animes that have come up for the summer season. So, let's see. My favorite thing that I'm watching right now is Eureka 7 AO, which, Dylan, I know that the original Eureka 7 series is like one of your favorites of all time.
Yeah, the original series was, for a long time, probably still is my favorite anime series, and I need to start watching AO.
Yeah, you definitely should, because I finished episode 13 last night, and it had such a cliffhanger ending that I actually slammed my head up against my desk when it ended, because it was just so good. And like
slamming
and then
head or the actual anime?
slamming heads. No, yeah, the anime is fantastic, and they haven't disappointed me yet with anything. I just got my beard, I guess.
Andrew's fiddling with his beard.
Well, so is Glitch, except it's hair.
It's not his beard. It's
dreadlocks, Andrew. Come on. Anyways.
I would recommend it. And for anybody out there who has seen the original Eureka 7 series, should watch AO.
But you must watch the first series.
Yes,
first.
You must watch it or else you won't understand anything.
Well, and it'll just get plain spoiled for you.
Yeah.
So if someone hasn't seen the original Eureka 7 and they start watching AO, it's just going to be crazy confusing.
Yeah, you have no idea. A lot of things are going to be ruined for you for the sake of, like, trying to get, like, an emotional effect mm-hmm. out of the characters. You're not going to feel any emotion for any of the characters. You're not going to feel obligated to care about any of them or anything like that. But if you watch the original series first and then go into AO, you want to, like, cry alongside with them.
Yeah. You definitely... Yeah.
More mentors.
Definitely get to know and love so many characters from the original series.
Yeah. It just helps you care so much about the characters when you get into the new series first by watching it. What else am I watching? I'm watching Sword Art Online. That's the other one that I really like. That one's about an MMO that, like, these people, they put on these helmets mm-hmm. and they get sucked into a virtual world. And then they basically play an MMO. But in the first episode, the creator of the game gets them all together in this area and says, "You're all stuck in here now, and if you die in this game, you die in real life."
Ooh.
And so they have to complete all 100 levels of the game in order to be freed from these helmets, which, like, are, like, they, it paralyzes them so that they can, like, all food in the game, like, makes them think they're not hungry. So even though they're on the outside world, they're probably, like, really starving. It's really messed up.
So it's like actual video games.
That's right. But like, the thing that they keep going on about is, like, the beta testers of the game is, like, there's beta testers that are playing, but when the beta testers were playing the game, when there was no risk involved, you know, like, "Oh, I died. I guess I have to start over now." You know, it was like they, you know, but no beta tester could possibly pass level 15. And they have to, and all the people who are playing the game for the first time now have to go all the way to level 100 or else they die.
Wow.
So there's a lot of risk involved in the show. But I'm not really into fantasy or, like, medieval stuff, but this one is really good, really exciting.
Well, because they're playing in a virtual fantasy world.
Yeah, and there's a lot of video game stuff, like, all the characters, they have, like, these menus that float in front of their faces, and, like, they can, like, join parties and stuff like that with people that they're just looking at, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really fun, and the characters are really cool. There hasn't been too much character development yet, because it's only been the first two episodes, but they introduce you to a lot of characters. Like, there's, like 6 or 7 characters that they've introduced you in the first two episodes. But that's what I'm watching.
Cool. I guess it's my turn now. I don't think I've been watching a whole lot. I've actually started watching Shippuden again because basically
is that a filler now?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to talk about. That's how I watch Shippuden, and that's how I read the manga. As soon as it got to a filler, I would just take a break for a while and then catch up later on because I don't care about Bubble Ninjas or whatever that was about. But it's really good. It's sort of, the whole Naruto series and then Shippuden together is a lot of mythology and history between a lot of characters, and it's sort of all culminating into this in this really cool way, in this sort of war. I don't want to give away too much, I guess, but it's really good. I mean I really like it.
So let me ask this: in the show, I know it's called Naruto, right? So why have I been seeing so much about Sasuke in the manga and the anime?
Because he is bad guy.
Because he basically, like, he's sort of like...
I've been keeping up with the manga. I'm just kind of picking at the fact that it's not about Sasuke. It's why we keep worrying about him and Itachi. Can we call it? Like, the newest issue that came out this week finally just shows Naruto.
Well, I don't know. I'm not really familiar with what you're talking about, with it being all about Sasuke. Yeah, there are, like, storylines where, like, they delve really into that, but he's a really important character because he's sort of Naruto's, not opposite, but they sort of balance each other out. And I think that basically, since Sasuke sort of has turned bad, and if you didn't know that, it happens way early on. But
you know the manga, though?
No, I've just been watching the show a little bit now. But in the manga, it's really about him. Well,
yeah, read the manga.
I would figure because right now it hasn't. I don't think it's shown him once for a while now. But I'm sure it'll eventually catch back up.
Like if you catch up with the manga, just these words you'll say toward the end. He's finally gone this time. I'm talking about Sasuke. Those of you who read the manga know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I've just been watching that. I might start picking up some other things to watch here.
We will all be watching Wolf Children right now. I hope so.
Cool. So let's move on to just sort of one topic or one item to discuss. And I thought it'd be cool since this is the first podcast that we're doing is if we went around and talked about sort of our first anime and some of our first experiences with anime. I thought that would be cool.
Absolutely.
Does anyone want to go first?
Andrew and I are kind of combined on ours. I mean,
I'm my own man, Jonathan.
I don't need you to tell me.
I think it's interesting that he says that because we got into anime the same way, but we kind of split off in what we like about anime.
Yeah,
which is
cool. But that's what we're talking about. I mean, like we both saw
Brothers Quarrel.
Andrew and I actually. We can say that we hated anime, like, up until our junior year of high school, because we all thought that, like, we grew up with...
That's so weird. I, like, despised it before I actually, like, knew what it was, too.
Yeah, well, and I think that's what a lot of people do. Or, like, you know, you have a lot of the anime, kind of a thing, because they're like, it's all pedophiles and panty shots, I'm like, what animes are you watching?
There's a difference between anime and hentai.
There is a difference,
kinda sometimes. But anyway, that actually wasn't our initial thing. Initially, it was we thought every anime was like Dragon Ball Z. Because the hilarious thing about that is, to this day, I still do not like Dragon Ball Z.
Blasphemy!
I know. But it's just interesting because. When we started finding out about all the world of anime, it's like, wow, this is very much like just regular anything.
What was your first Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, actually, the first one that we saw that we were like, okay, this is okay. It was the Cowboy Bebop movie. It was the Cowboy Bebop movie.
That's interesting because I didn't really like the Cowboy Bebop movie, but I love
Cowboy Bebop movie. Huh. Yeah, it was awesome.
I killed it in the movie myself.
And weirdly enough. The other one that coupled that was Bleach. And I know Bleach gets a lot of crap about everything. And that's the thing. I really, really, really like Bleach for some reason.
Still?
It's just... Yeah. Well, but I haven't... I've fallen way... Glitch. No, I've fallen back from Bleach. I'm probably still stuck on episode 70 somewhere.
So, like, the first eighth of the series.
I just stopped after they saved Rukia, because after that, I just got too convoluted.
But I still really like all the characters. I like all the new characters that they're introducing. See, that's what I think is interesting, is everybody's like, oh, there's way too many characters in the stories, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, yeah, I agree that it gets kind of repetitive and annoying, but I think what it has working for it is the characters that I like.
If they introduce a new character, like, an episode or two after they're gone for, like, until you forget about them, and they pop up, oh, yeah, I forgot all about this character. And then they show them again for about 5 minutes, and poof, again.
Kind of like T-Dog on The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Basically, when that came, I discovered my favorite anime ever, which was Elfin Lied. which I'm sure all of our Wicked Anime fans are going to know eventually about me. It's like, hey, what's Andrew all about? Oh, Thundercats and Elfin Lied. For some reason, I found that story beautiful and gorgeous amongst all the gore and nudity that's in it. I just fell in love with that show, and so basically that's kind of how it all sprung. Still to this day, since Elfin Lied's released in 2004, I think I discovered it in 2007, 2008. That's still my favorite anime. There has not been another anime that has beat that anime as my favorite one.
No. Nice.
Yeah, cool.
What about you, John?
Well, my favorite?
No, like your first anime.
We were combining that one. It was
Cowboy. Oh, so you're just going to steal Andrew's answer?
We're going to steal it over there.
All right.
I can't say what my favorite was. My favorite is, though, things have come close to being my favorite, but even still, Fooly Cooly is my favorite of all time, and I really like that one, too. That has a cult following to it, that anime.
Yeah, it totally does.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, it doesn't make any sense, I don't get it. And then the other half, that's just like, that's the greatest anime ever. I can't believe you don't understand. So I really like that anime, too, but it's Jonathan's favorite.
Yeah, the difference between our taste in anime is that Andrew goes for the more darker, grittier stuff, and I like more action-oriented and absolutely comedy. Like if it's a comedy or like an easygoing slice of life, I usually go for those.
Yeah. I do like those. I mean, it's not saying at all that I don't like those. I love comedy animes, and I love Nichijou especially.
Yeah.
Nichijou, Hasumangadaio.
That one came close to being my favorite as well.
I don't know. I really, really like, Elfin Lied, Hellsing,
Black Lagoon.
Black Lagoon is awesome. Stuff like that.
How about you, Glitch? First anime.
And then experience. Well, my first one is class. Just the stereotypical, it was Dragon Ball. And Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z. And Sailor Moon every now and then, because it came on right before it.
Sailor Moon is awesome. We met Terry Hawks. We met actual Sailor Moon. She's really nice.
And that actually helped me learn what anime actually is, because, in America they do just a certain saga, then they repeat it like 5,000 freaking times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same way that Adult Swim only plays the fridge episode of Cowboy
Bebop. Exactly. Yeah.
So I got on my computer with my 56K modem. That's my dedication to find more episodes. Looking for wherever I can to find other episodes of the ongoing story, which that taught me about subtitles, learned about anime, and I actually did get into Dragon Ball Z. And see, my favorite anime would have to be Wolf's Rain still, because I hadn't found anything in the top. How
really? That one has mixed reviews, because we have friends who say that that's
their favorite anime. But we watched it and we were just like, what? This is ugh. And we just couldn't get
the character development, the subtle signs, the way the story goes, the ending.
Oh no.
It's not an ending you'd expect.
No, but see, that's the thing. A lot of people hated that ending.
I love that
ending.
I never... I think for some reason, I just never watched that when it was on. I don't know why. I might not have been into it at the time, but...
Yeah,
that was one of the ones that just went completely under my radar.
Yeah. But funny enough, all of our anime friends, while we were growing up not liking anime, they were all Dragon Ball Z watchers. And then, of course, it came to where it's like, hey, we discovered anime, and we discovered we like it. And then all of our anime friends were actually like, yeah, finally, all right, you get it, come on. And that's kind of what people kind of need to realize, that, it's anime, it's from Japan. It's like, no, this is an art form.
Yeah.
Like, it's just TV, like, it's a show.
Just come really on. Good shows.
Yeah,
it's just... And whatnot.
I mean, because in America, I think... When people look at a cartoon, you think, oh, this is for a kid. But when it comes to anime, it's like, no, this is some of
no,
this
yeah,
is not
this is,
for
this
a
is
kid.
Culture.
Yeah,
it's culture.
Exactly.
Which has always made me wonder whether or not,
they see our shows and they're like, "This is weird." You know, like I think when that question really popped up was like when I was watching like the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy back in the day. I like, yeah, wondered, like, has Japan seen Billy and Mandy? Because that would be weird to them, I think. But I always thought that with. It's always interesting because animes come out in 13 episodes at a time, pretty much, sometimes 26. And then if it's a huge episode saga, then it's 52. And then you have the evolution animes, like the big three, Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, and Naruto. And then Bleach is on top of that as well, where
people can't
– they just go on forever. So it's interesting how they structure their shows. It's kind of the same way we do, but once they say a story is over, a story is over. Mm-hmm. Like they don't want to bring it back. They don't want to do anything, which I think we need to do more of.
God,
yeah.
Because I mean,
I think that's a thing that's happening more and more with I think American TV in general. It's just a serialized show. It's the same formula every episode with like different things throughout it.
Yeah. And I just always thought, I just, looking at those Eastern kind of writings, it just always seems superior to, not that I'm saying, oh, Western is crap. No, I'm not saying that at all. It's just that I just really enjoy Eastern writing because it's so in-depth.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're taking kind of hints from Eastern writing now if you look at some of the newer cartoons.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Of course, Avatar: The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra. That's again, there are other shows too.
I would even consider that an anime, even though it is Western. It still is the closest thing we have.
Yeah, technically it's Korean, but that's okay because a lot of anime is outsourced to Korea too. So all the Koreans that do the Japanese anime also do the American anime, which is a fun fact for people who don't know that and say, "Mer." Avatar is fake anime because I hear that all the time. People saying complaining about Avatar, just they don't know what it is, and they're just like, "That's fake anime." No, it's done in the same exact studios as regular anime. Mm-hmm. Same with the Boondocks. Boondocks is outsourced to the Korean studios, and then of course all the Dante's Inferno, Dead Space, all those compilation things, those are all out into Korea as well.
Hmm. So, anyway, back to Glitch's answers. Did you have anything else to add before Andrew took the wheel?
No, not really. What's your favorite anime? What got you started in it?
What's mine? Well, I like you sort of, I watched like Dragon Balls, well, it was Dragon Ball Z and then like Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon, but like at the time they were just cartoons because I was, you know, still pretty young. And then like I think for a while my friend Matt had told me about like Rurouni Kenshin because that was when they were showing like a couple anime shows on Cartoon Network, but then I was like, no, that's stupid.
Oh yeah, that's right, Toonami. Yeah, when they played on Toonami.
And I like for whatever reason didn't want to watch it. And then one night my mom came home from work and said that like one of her coworkers like thought I might like this Samurai X DVD.
Oh no.
For those of you who don't know, it's a very adult themed,
violent.
It's very violent, very dark, and I was fairly young when I got this, but I watched it and it was just such like the story was just so crazy and cool and like and dark and mysterious. I really liked it, and so I started watching Rurouni Kenshin because they're sort of they're in the same, you know, universe, but like, and then from there I just continued to watch a couple more shows. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say also that I, as coming into anime, as I grew up in coming into anime, all the shows we got here in the West, they cut out all the blood and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really weird learning about anime and then also learning, you know, wow, there's lots of blood and dismemberment and people getting cut apart in anime.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just kind of a unnerving thing to watch
Samurai
on
X,
TV.
Samurai X was the one that everybody had heard about. It's like, this one is really violent.
Yeah,
this one's violent.
It's,
well,
it
you
was,
can't show this in cartoons.
It was really violent.
Made us all want to watch it even more.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But yeah, I basically saw that and then started watching Rurouni Kenshin, and for a while, Rurouni Kenshin was my favorite show. And then the other shows on Toonami, I really got into mech anime with Gundam Wing came on and Outlaw Star. I love those two. And I still am really into.
I miss Outlaw Star.
We got Gundam series.
I know. Yeah, we haven't seen Outlaw Star.
Yeah, I loved Outlaw Star, and like it was like. Fifth grade, middle school, like sixth grade.
That was so funny too, because when they played it on Toonami, they only cut about half of the content out. So it was like the first actual. It was on Toonami in the evening when kids would watch it, and they would say "hell and damn," and we were like, "Whoa, you can't say these words on TV!" It was awesome because it was on Cartoon Network, and they would say those.
I remember we watched an episode at our grandparents' house while we were having dinner one night, and. And the main character was sitting at a table with one of the bad guys, and like he gets up and he slams his fist down on the table and says, "Quit lying, you bastard!"
Yeah.
And our grandparents were like, "I don't think
we're on TV."
Our grandparents aren't that old, by the way, just so you know.
But
I'm sure they're very, very young, spry, attractive people.
Well, they certainly don't talk like this.
What Glitch wants to know is, do they have broad shoulders? So that's basically how I got into anime. And I've just been watching it from then. I basically have adopted the mech series. That's what I'm really into. I love the giant robots.
So mecha's your thing?
Yeah, I really like...
That's cool. It has to be something really special in order for me to get mm-hmm. it. Like Gurren Lagann and Eureka 7. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it has to be something...
And kind of Evangelion. I mean, they're not really mechas, but they are, they're armored creatures, so...
Yeah. Even in, like, Eureka 7, they're sort of not... Well, at least some of them weren't.
Nirvosh was a character. He wasn't just a robot.
Yeah,
so that was really cool.
No, yeah, and I agree with that. But I mean, like, it's even still, it's all in the same that, like, it's, you know, dogfighting in a giant robot surfing ship, you know. So, I mean, it's just things like that that kind of...
It just has to be something that really sticks out that's different from...
In which those ones that I do, I like, surely do. You know, so...
Yeah, I got you.
Good story when it's a good story.
Well, let's move on. Let's move on to reader mail. Andrew, what do we have for reader mail?
Well, we don't have any yet. Yay!
Yeah.
So this is a great time to plug reader mail. Let's plug our reader mail. We have an email address at wickedanimereviews. It is... spelled exactly the way it sounds, @gmail.com.
That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so that's Wicked Anime.
They had to reach. They had to reach a spell count quota.
Let me write it out for you. Wicked.
Are you writing out for me or the listeners? Because the listeners.
For the listeners.
Okay.
Anime.
Listeners, send your address to Wicked Anime Reviews, and we'll mail you the email address.
gmail.com. There, I wrote it out for you. There you go.
All right.
So now you know.
So
okay.
Send us some emails or comment on Facebook, shows you might want us to watch, questions you might have.
Also, you can contact us on the Nerdy Show forums or the Wicked Anime group.
Yeah, that's right. And our Facebook has messaging. You can obviously message us straight on, and we can post our
there's a lot of ways to reach us, so why aren't you doing it? Do it now! Go!
Yep.
So once again, that's Wicked Anime.
gmail.com.
Just making sure I know.
Because
you're going to send us some questions, right, Glitch?
You dang tootin'.
I think Twitter only supports 150 characters. Do you know if that email address will fit in?
You know what? It doesn't even matter because Twitter... does not exist for us. So,
okay.
It might, though. It might. If it's demanded, if people are like,
demand
get on Twitter!
Demand the Twitter. Just to screw with them, demand the Twitter.
All right. So.
That's what all of our fans sound like. Twitter!
Demand the Twitter!
That's good. We're making fun of our fans.
Fans. And they're gone. So it's just the one troll now.
Send us a voice message how you want the fans to sound.
Yeah.
And, well,
they
sound
like that.
I think that's everything, guys. I think we did it. We powered through it.
Wicked, eh?
We really got through that. Be sure to check out Wicked Anime on Facebook. And that's facebook.com/WickedAnime. Awesome, yep. And check out the Nerdy Show at thenerdyshow.com.
Yep, just Nerdy Show, nerdyshow.com. And
you get
also,
what I just said?
No, you said thenerdyshow.com.
Okay, well, yeah, that's why I'm saying negate what I just said.
And then
because I was wrong.
Okay. And then if you go straight to YouTube and type in Wicked Anime, you'll find our channel right there. It's very easy to find. Don't Google us though, because there is something. You'll get other things when you type in Wicked Anime in Google. So and it's not us. So go for it.
All right.
Well,
do we want to? How do we want to say goodbye?
Let's see. Batman and Superman.
Okay. Oh. All right.